So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose, and went to the place of which God told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife, and they went both of them together. For 3 days Abraham looked upon his son Isaac and considered him already dead. This child of promise, the one through whom the world would be blessed, would soon be sacrificed at the command of God. Imagine the anguish that Abraham felt as he, his servants, and his son traveled the 3 days to Mount Moriah, the place where, in the future, the temple in Jerusalem would be built. Again, we find several parallels between the sacrifice of Isaac and the sacrifice of Jesus. Abraham mourned the coming death of his son for 3 days. Jesus lay 3 days in the tomb, mourned by those who loved him. Both the sacrifice of Isaac and the sacrifice of Jesus were in the area of Jerusalem, the place where God established his holy altar. Both Isaac and Jesus carried the wood used for their own sacrifice. Without complaint, both Isaac and Jesus bore their burdens. Both Isaac and Jesus were commanded into the hand of God. May our Lord show us his love and mercy as we watch the sacrifice of his Son for our redemption. Amen.